Nova Dragon Productions brings you Sitting in the Cube. Hello, it is July 20th, and you are listening to Sitting in the Cube. That's right, we're back! You know,
how long
is
it
possibly?
Forever.
Oh, right. Joe, and
Nick.
That is Nick.
And special guest!
Kayla!
Woot!
Woo! Doesn't play well, but wants to.
Can't afford it yet.
Good job!
Yeah.
I already volunteer, come on. I can't do everything.
Why do I feel like I'm the deadbeat in this group?
Because you're the youngest.
We get a job.
It's going to be hard for him to do that if he's only 15.
Oh,
okay. Okay, 1 month. 1 month.
But then band camp starting and school starting,
yeah.
So.
Okay, so I'm basically screwed. Yeah, I am.
All right.
I'm also screwed up for driver's ed.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Haven't started that yet either.
You don't need driver's ed.
You
just gotta take that stupid five-hour mandated course.
Yes, but...
You can take the defensive driving course, but it's so expensive, there's no point.
Basically...
The insurance break isn't that great.
But basically what you
do... It's not that great is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
For the cost.
Always drive defensively, because there's always going to be some stupid idiot on the road that wants to kill everyone.
I've got so many stories, and we just can't get into them now.
No.
Let's get into them later.
Let's look into news. Okay.
Well,
so,
there was an explosion on the west side of town today, and then now... Okay,
so
going on
to
that.
And now it's Joe with the weather.
To work.
And now Joe with the weather.
All right, let's get down.
It's really coming down in buckets here, Kayla.
Okay, then let's get down.
Oh my god, is that a cow? It's coming right for us!
Okay, let's get to the actually important news.
Patch 5.4.
The Sage of Orgrimmar.
Dude, it sounded like you said sage.
Siege. Whatever.
You did say sage, by the way.
You said sage.
Yeah, I know.
You said sage.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Okay,
we forgive you.
So, the Siege of Orgrimmar, new raid. You're very bad at sound effects. It's more like...
That was extremely good. We are killing Garrosh Hellscream.
Woo-hoo!
Finally. This guy is a dick.
Oh, says the guy who loves the Horde.
I do.
Oh, come on, Horde is fun.
Everyone has to
be evil at some point in their life.
Yeah, you play a villain on DC Universe Online.
Yes.
And the Horde is not evil. We are misunderstood.
Okay, that is true. I'm sorry.
No,
again,
Garrosh
I have been out
sure
of World of Warcraft
evil.
For a while,
Garrosh
so forgive
is
me.
Evil.
Back in the old days, they were evil, but now.
Well, you know, I could talk to you lore all night.
Yeah,
I need to catch up eventually. Come on.
I've read so many of the lore books. I'm almost finished, actually.
I'll get there eventually. Don't worry.
You need to read the books. Even if you don't play the game, read the books. They're really good.
Honestly, if I had the choice, I would have just thrown him into Deathwing's mouth when I had the chance.
So this is going the same as our D&D campaign? As in,
wait, the books are
Garrosh. Accomplished.
Garrosh.
As of yet.
Okay, anyway, let's get on to the actual talking
right.
about the stuff.
Okay, so Siege of Orgrimmar is the new raid. And there's no information out about that yet, but obviously we're going to be teaming up with Vol'jin and Bane and all those awesome casting guys.
And, yeah.
I don't know if Sylvanas will make an appearance.
I don't think Sylvanas cares.
That's a problem. She doesn't like Garrosh. But you know what? She doesn't give a crap. So that's
as long as she gets free range, she doesn't care who's in charge.
I gotta sort of watch my language here because we don't want an explicit rating on iTunes. But yeah, I like Sylvanas. I don't like the undead personally. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry because they are kind of cool, but it's weird.
Storyline's kind of
yeah. But
I mean, unless they're really great, then, you know.
Sylvanas doesn't give a crap, so we might not see her at all. I would not be surprised if we saw nothing of her, but...
Yeah, probably not going to see the trade prints either.
This... You know,
the only reason he's
the Trade Prince. I mean, the Trade Prince.
The only reason he's with them is because of
Vol'jin. Doesn't matter.
The only reason they're with him is because Thrall kind of made him swear into the Horde. That's the only reason.
He's a prophet.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
We didn't cover one. Blood Elf. What's his name? Oh my god. Somebody.
We'll get back to that as soon as Joe can remember.
All right.
Which might take a while. Sorry, guys.
Somebody, shoot me a tweet on Twitter if you know what it is. At Pithpith. PITHPIFTH.
Sponsor.
I am shamelessly self-plugging. And while you're at it, I am the Time Lord Victorious.tumblr.com. There's hyphens in between all of those, except between Time and Lord, obviously, if you're a Doctor Who fan. If you're not, screw you. Okay.
Sponsor.
Looking at you, Kayla.
Come on. I was not introduced to it well, okay? I'm working on it.
Okay.
You gotta get there.
I was introduced to random episodes, thank you. I don't like doing that in any kind of series.
Okay, moving on about actually talking about stuff.
Right, so Siege of Orgrimmar, we covered that.
Next we have Flexible Raid.
Flex Raiding!
Whoa! Regular show. Sponsor! anyway. So,
are you listening, guys? Because we really need sponsors.
Yes, please.
We don't even have a website anymore, okay?
Not from the website.
I took it down because we weren't using it. Actually, I should put it back up.
We need to get just a Nova Dragon website at some point.
It'll be back up.
Nova Dragon.
Eventually.
Sponsor.
Okay. It'll probably be up next week. Until then, we'll see what happens.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway,
continue. Rating.
Flex rating.
So, up till now, you could have a raid of group of 10 or 25, and before that, there was a 50-player raid, and that was awesome. And I miss it. My computer could never handle it, though, so...
Yeah, screw your computer.
For lag.
It really makes me sad, though.
And you know what?
50-player raids are the bomb.
You know, you complaining about your computer right now. It's going to, like, crash in the middle of this recording. You know it.
Of course it is.
Anyway.
Windows
8
is famous for that.
We have those set locks. Now you can have a raid of anywhere from 15 to 22 players.
No.
I can't think.
Anything in between. You're just looking
number
at the
number in between. I can't read off the page.
Cheater.
Oh, yeah. I'm cheating.
So, show notes. Anyway, so basically, you've got your 25 man all ready, and you're going to run some raids
and then people leave.
And then some dick is like, yeah, guys, I'm sorry. My grandmother died. I can't make it. And you're like, oh, seriously?
Okay.
What kind of an excuse is that?
Wow.
Well, now you have 24 players, and you're screwed. But now you're not!
What if my grandmother just died? Okay, no, I'm kidding.
Awkward.
My grandmother did, but it's okay. She's in a better place, so we're good.
Okay.
Had to do that.
Dark humor, moving on.
So you can enter in with
24 players, and it just adjusts the difficulty. I can't imagine the difference with 25 and 24 players unless lost your main tank.
Lost your main tank, lost your top DPS, lost your best healer.
Well, if you've got a respectable 25, man, there shouldn't be much difference between your top DPS and the rest of them.
Unless you just completely suck, which then you need to work on that, sorry.
Yeah.
But, it changes the difficulty of the dungeon depending on how many, of the raid, depending on how many people are there.
And it still drops loot, but you can't get heroic loot, obviously.
Well, it's
going to be somewhere between raid finder and normal difficulty.
Depends on the party.
Yeah. So, and player spells with target limits, you know, they'll adjust that for the raid size.
Now, you will be able to...
Yeah.
You'll be able to earn achievements just like you're in a normal raid.
I don't like that.
Okay.
That's because people are going to use this. I don't know. I guess you could. I think that raid achievements should be just for the full group. Because then if
you're talking about this when we just tried to run Ice Crown with 5 people.
Well, that's different.
Well, you only had 5 people.
First of all, I'm a Death Knight. I could solo Ice Crown.
Oh yeah, you can totally
have the time.
Okay, you totally could solo that airship battle.
Oh god, the airship battle. I hate that one.
That's the only reason we tried to get a party together. The only reason.
And the dragon one that you gotta have three or two or three healers for.
Anyway. Moving on. Moving on.
I soloed bosses while you were dead.
And whose fault was it that I was dead? You're the one that left.
Don't stand in the poop.
Dude, I got a random boss target on an insta-kill. Or specifically, a slowly kill me over time, and I can't do shit about it.
Yeah, you were kind of impaled.
Totally your fault.
Extremely large spike. But
right into my crotch.
I found it hilarious, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yes, it was totally hilarious when you died shortly after. Oh, wait, no, you didn't die at that.
No.
Did you die? No, you didn't die that time. You just ran out of the dungeon like a dick.
No, that was... No, the first time I died, the second time you died, I finished
You kept running. You kept running the dungeon while I had to run all the way
back. Yeah, I kept running the dungeon. I just cleared the mobs.
Anyway.
So basically, every world is Joe's world now.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, considering that we only have a little bit of time to do this, let's continue on.
Yeah, so, let's see. Right. So I think we've about covered that.
Then we have the Timeless Isle.
Which is basically just our new Jade? What?
It's not Jade.
Isle of Thunder.
Isle of Thunder.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of cool that we're getting this new thing.
Yeah.
And it'll have some new world raid bosses. I think this is the one where you'll have to have the legendary cloak to do one.
Yeah, you do. You need to do it for the Yongle demigod Ordos.
Ah.
Honestly, I've done all the raid bosses, all the world bosses except Doomdasta.
I need to finish that Shah.
The Shah of Anger?
Yeah.
Shah of Anger was relatively easy.
Yeah, none of them are that hard. Proving Grounds are interesting, but it feels like just some... I don't know what this is. I mean, so you're sort of going in alone on different difficulties, runs over this, and each one will include different and more difficult enemies. So I guess that's cool to get, like, your DPS up and
stuff. Yeah.
But...
So...
Oh, Virtual Realms. This affects me. Realms. Oh my god. I am playing Horde on Blackwater Raiders, and we are the tiniest little sliver of a realm ever. And our auction house sucks. So now we'll actually have, you know, people on there.
Yep.
You're on Dragonblight, which is where my Death Knight is. And that won't affect us there because we're a fairly large...
Dragons hate me!
Let's see. Oh, there's more of the legendary quests. They're coming out with more stuff. I haven't even been doing that. Shame on me.
Neither have I. One day.
You really need to. This game is so good.
I had it when I was younger. It's just I haven't been able to get it set up.
It does kind of take up your whole time.
So
let's see. There are some class changes, but I'm not. None of it's super big. I mean, let's see. Ooh, for Death Knights, when you cast Death Gate, which no one casts Death Gate anymore.
Because you barely ever have to go to the hold.
Yeah, I mean, once you've hit 90 and you get your weapon, you go back there once to put on your runes and stuff, and that's about it.
Until you get more weapons.
Yeah. I mean, you're only going to do it like once or twice. I mean, between 85 and 90, I did it once. I just ignored all of the other...
Really? Because I was getting, like, daggers every other quest.
Well, I got a ton of weapons, I just didn't bother, because I didn't want to go back and forth. Plus, it doesn't return you to your location. So you
no, it does. That's always been, like, the worst possible... That's just been terrible.
Yeah.
They put you in the middle of nowhere, no major cities unless you're Horde.
Yeah.
No major cities around you.
And I'm not Horde on my Death Knight, so it doesn't help me.
Yeah. You're on the other side of the freaking continent from, like, Ironforge and all the good places.
The Horde, I don't know. It's... crazy. Then
we have,
on the lighter side of the news,
we have a Teddy Blue Carp, 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 Carp,
Carp. We all stuck together. I'm proud of that.
Okay.
That took no rehearsal, by the way.
Yeah, there was none. There was none.
Major Payne's Pet Menagerie says there's going to be a tiny blue carp, and hint,
carp
not found in a barrel. So, if
you're I love fishing in barrels. Come on. It's my favorite pastime.
Take a shotgun to a barrel.
Carp, 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 carp.
So, yeah, this is a new battle pet. Do you do battle pets all that much?
I do it when I get bored and I remember, hey, look, I have battle pets.
Apparently, if you can get them up to a high enough level, they're really good for leveling from 85 to 90.
Really?
Like, doing just the random battles, that will give you massive amounts of experience for winning those battles. I did not know this. So now I'm training up my pets.
I should do that too. It's basically
Which is basically just wasting my time because I
basically what it's turned into for me. I find a pet that I want that's a good amount higher than the rest of my party. I pretty much wipe out my party to get that pet, equip it in one of my slots, use that freaking stone you get for justice points to bring it up to a quality so it gets stats when it levels.
Oh yeah.
And then do the whole process all over again.
I've just got like 3 pets that I just go through all the areas and train.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm doing.
Let's see what I have now. I have an infinite dragon. I have a personal world destroyer.
Oh, I want one of those.
And what's the other thing
I
have?
I almost bought one. It was cheap. On
oh, right. Nether fairy dragon thing.
Oh, you got cool stuff.
Yes.
I've got like a blue dragon hawk, a frigid frostling, and
well, it used to be
what the other one was.
It used to be the personal world destroyer, my flame fly, and what was the other thing I had?
The flame fly.
I had something else that was like really, really. Oh, I think it was my pufferfish. Yeah. Okay. So.
I guess is he an arcane pet then?
Aquatic.
Oh, aquatic. Because he's got, like, arcane winds.
Well, he has to be aquatic
blast,
because he's not found in a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Automatically makes him aquatic.
And besides,
you've got
it's
fish.
Like Pokemon sponsor. they have to have moves that don't reflect their type, so they don't die in battle.
That's true.
Dude,
yeah,
making
so it's in... Where was this? It's in, oh, shoot. I know this. I know where it is.
You want to borrow my fish poking stick?
Oh, the lake north of Nizhou Temple.
Nizhuo.
What?
Nizhuo. I don't know.
Wait, what are the letters?
No, I think it's Chinese. I don't do Chinese. Japanese.
N-I-Z-O.
Yeah, I'm Japanese, not Chinese.
Nizhuo. I'm going to call it Nizhuo.
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 That makes sense. Okay. Alright, so yeah, it's the lake north of that.
Okay, this is the only one that's hard to pronounce.
Yeah, most of them are pretty easy.
Yulan, Zuan, Chiji.
And now,
for
controversy. I'm putting that on my soundboard.
And there was much rejoicing.
We're going to have a we're going to have a
so
controversial segment on all of these episodes now, and that's going to be the tag.
We need to have a commentary of one of our episodes, just to do it.
Oh,
we have the
God.
Episode playing in the background, and then we're just talking about it.
We also need to start doing our... When we get together for D&D, we need to do...
Just do
yes.
a friend podcast.
A short friend podcast about nothing.
That's literally what we get done, is nothing.
A podcast about nothing.
About 3 hours equals...
What would we call
two
it?
Feet walking.
What should we call it? It's your roll.
Yes!
There we go.
That's
it's
good.
Your roll.
Roll for pancakes.
Yes, there's a story to that one.
Roll
yes.
for pancakes.
We'll give the story to it when we finally put that
if
out.
If you tune in, then you'll get that story. And it is good.
Yeah.
But back to this controversial
I forget. Whose fault was it?
I said it.
Yeah,
oh,
you
right.
said it.
We were I was talking...
We could go into the pregnancy.
I'm the DM, by the way, but...
Yeah.
So we went into the... Yeah, we were in the inn.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Somebody said, Do we get breakfast and like
and another
pancakes?
One.
you gotta put that meme up too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you gotta put that meme up.
I made a meme of it. I don't think anyone outside of Minecraft would get it. So it
nope.
Everyone else is like, what?
Roll for pancakes.
Right, but cosmetic armor pieces. There we go. Controversy.
Useless.
Yeah, basically.
So for certain classes.
They have no stats or anything. They just take up the head slot, basically.
Just a head slot.
Yay, cosmetics.
So we've got the Hood of Hunger and Darkness, the Crown of Eternal Winter, and the Jewel of the Fire Lord.
It's not really a jewel. It's more like
lava. I really want to see a Tauren wear these. They've got four
wait,
horns.
How does jewel and lava go together? Wouldn't that be fire and lava, not jewel and lava? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Ragnarok, the Fire Lord. I don't know.
And then, I kind of like the, I want to see the Eternal Winter one on Death Knight, I really do.
I do too.
It kind of looks like Arthas is, it looks like the top part of the helm on a skull.
Yeah. Well, his, I would kind of like to see this on my Death Knight. But I kind of prefer that hood you get right at the beginning.
I like that starting armor. That starting armor is actually pretty cool.
This... Alright, so I take the armor you get at the end of the starting area, and the hood that you get at the beginning of the starter area, and I like to put those together, because I love the hood. It's just so cool.
It's so dramatic.
It is. You just get those, like, glowing blue eyes behind it. But...
And then just... Darkness.
So, how much are these? They're like... I think they're like $20.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So they're $20 each, and I have a slight problem with this. I mean, I see why they're doing it, and it's not a bad thing.
They look cool. I mean, on certain classes, they would look cool. The only exception is there are some classes that, honestly,
just wouldn't go.
They don't know what they're doing. I mean, think about it. Rogue armor. Let's make the poofiest, most flashy spaulders we possibly can. No. Rogues aren't even supposed to have spaulders in the first place.
They're like the emos of World of Warcraft. They don't like shiny things, so.
I can't... Well, I mean, the poofy spaulders could be for, like, Windwalker bikes.
Okay, think about it this way.
Leather.
Okay, how about this? Let's give the rogue a Shogun helmet.
Again.
Dude, what the heck?
Well, everyone's got a Shogun helmet. It's Mists of Pandaria.
Actually, everyone else runs around with, like, fencing masks.
Or no clothes.
That's true. I do like your set right now. It's not even, like, general transmog stuff, but it looks pretty good.
It's a little mix-mash, but it looks pretty cool.
But,
and I'm also really disappointed with the daggers in this expansion. I really am.
Oh, yeah, they're, like, reversed. Mages get the rogue daggers.
Mages and casters get ones that look kind of like you just put it together and sharpened it on a rock, and there's some vines on it still. And then rogues get the ones that are really nice and carved and ornate. What the heck?
Yeah.
And they're comically large.
They're like ritual blades you're getting.
They're just really hating on the rogues this match.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It's
hard not
to hate
on the rogues
sometimes.
That is true. It's hard not to hate the rogues on Battlegrounds.
Have you seen the comeback Warlocks have made since this expansion?
Oh
my god, last expansion was like, who plays a Warlock? They're useless. And now all of a sudden...
Hey Warlock, stop DPSing! Go back in the corner and buff us!
So Warlock was actually my first character, but it was a human Warlock, so I absolutely sucked... everything, so how to make a new character.
I was looking at ranking. I was looking at DPS rankings, okay? The very top DPS is pretty much all mages, actually. Like arcane fire mages.
Actually, frost mages are doing pretty good now.
But at very top tier, like what I'm talking about, like number one, number two of all the servers DPS. The arcane and fires are taking those slots, but frost mages are making a comeback. They were on top last expansion.
Yeah, my dad started playing a frost mage because, honestly, they are doing pretty good for DPS.
They do well, but once you get the hang of arcane, dude. Okay, so I'm level 84, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, there really isn't any one class that's better than the other classes, mm-hmm. as far as DPS goes. And yet, I got this rotation down to such an art. I ended up doing double the DPS of the guy in second place.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they just sucked. They might not have been very good, but even if they weren't very good, there's no way I should be doing double the damage of what they're doing. They're not damage, DPS. I was doing double the damage they were doing too, but I mean, literally, the percentage of damage I was doing was 70%.
Yeah, that's the problem I see.
In a heroic instance.
That's a problem with heavy blades and mages. Their attacks are strong, but you get an interrupt off, and their DPS just...
Oh my god. The worst part about arcane mages is you have to stand there and you have to be a turret. You can't move. So, do you know that one wind temple where the dragon boss shifts the wind and you have to move?
Oh, that one.
It's terrible. I can't. I'm pretty much screwed.
There is that one.
The only thing that saves me is blink.
There's that one talent you can get that allows you to move while casting.
I do have that, but the cooldown is kind of a killer.
Yeah, but still.
But basically, I'm saved by blink. Otherwise, I'd just drop to the bottom of the DPS. Because you get an interrupt off, you start making us move, and arcane mages are done. Which is why, in the other raids, warlocks are now in the top. Because they can move while they're doing DPS.
Especially and it's, the demonologies.
Oh my god. They're not even at the top. It's like the destruction warlocks that are doing the damage.
Well, the demonologies are fun.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wish they were doing the top, but they're not. Because they are really cool to play.
Metamorphosis!
And everyone you see in like level 15 to 40 dungeons are all playing demonology warlocks. Because they're just so much fun to play.
They're so fun. They're so much fun.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm just trying to figure out what's DPSing on easy mode.
DPSing on easy mode. There's no
okay,
easy
there's,
mode for DPS.
Let's see. Paladins are easy mode for tanking. Druids are easy mode for druid?
No.
No, is it druid? Because I remember, druids have that one spell I thought that just pops a heal on the lowest in the party.
I think, yeah, they do. But all classes have some sort of like that.
Yeah.
Mistweaver, Monk. And Holy Paladin are two of the easiest healing classes ever. The only thing about Mistweaver...
Paladins are easy mode, period.
Yeah, well, even a DPS. I mean, Rep Pallies have gotten nerfed to hell this patch again.
That's what you get for being so holy.
They still have to be nerfed, are they?
But they're still really good. Just
yeah.
Insane DPS. And then the only hard part about the Mistweaver Monk is you have to do DPS too. Because they pop such powerful heals that they're expected to do DPS along with healing, and that's what makes Mistweaver Monk a tough
because, yeah,
class.
You have to pay attention to both at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, you're not expected to do, like, top DPS or anything. And if you can do top DPS while healing, then you are a god, okay?
That or you're just in that bad of a group.
Yeah.
Anyway, so easy mode for... That might just be any class that's strictly DPS.
Yeah, well...
Oh,
mages
Hunter.
Mages are tough.
Hunter,
Hunters,
maybe?
I haven't played Hunters enough.
Hunters...
They're not easy
hit. Hunters, if you can get the right pets and you know how to cycle the abilities, it's really easy mode.
I abused Hunters in Burning Crusade.
To get really...
I abused them. It was so
oh,
much
yeah.
fun.
To get Hunters really good Hunters, so you gotta have a tank that knows... what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's Hunters. It's simply you get a pet that can take damage and can draw aggro, then you sit there and you just shoot willy-nilly.
You gotta be good with those launching your traps, too. I've never
yeah.
gotten to that point where I can launch traps.
There was one thing that was really cool that I was still angry at. It was the hunt, like, everyone, like, automatically getting pets at level 1. Because I remember in the old times... grinding to get to level 10 just to get a freaking pet.
Oh,
taking
yeah.
forever.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. I never
it's cool,
did
it's cool
that.
They do the pet thing, but I mean, I'm...
There's a guy...
Yeah, but there are some races that just their starter pet is
awful.
Crap, like Worgen.
Goblin.
I hate that dog.
Goblin.
The butterfly
goblin.
Things.
Goblin.
The moths.
Goblin. Oh, goblin.
Goblin. Goblin. The crab.
If you guys didn't, if you guys like, did not hear that, it's goblin.
It's not even a giant crab. It's a crab. I mean, it's a large crab. But it's like a crab you'd see at Red Lobster.
And I would be one of those people.
No, it's the crab you see whenever they show that thing about, like, Ghost Claw, that one person who's got, like, the wizard head.
It's like an expensive crab at Red Lobster. But, yeah. Yeah. And then Frosty K's. Am I just good at DPS? Because I do insane DPS on them, too.
I have no idea.
I top the DPS charts on that. I think... I'm just a good DPSer.
Well, someone's modest.
Okay, seriously, as soon as I do a little bit of research, you're going down.
Yeah, that's the only way I can imagine I'm beating a DPS, dude. You're not looking up your rotations, and those are, you
necessary.
Know, yeah.
Do anything? Sorry about the noise in the background. We're eating candy.
No.
Two of us are.
Of course.
But they're right on the table, so you kind of have to grab
them.
They're
right there. There's nobody to stop me from eating junk food. Yeah, so put that on your to-do list, for God's sake. You could be doing so much DPS. Rogues are so good.
Hey, the last 89 levels, I've been kicking your ass.
Yeah, and then
you
it all
know
stopped.
It. Actually, technically, it's not even 89 because you're a Death Knight.
Yeah. I'm not even geared. Seriously. Alright, but that about takes up our time. It's been half an hour. I'm trying to keep this fairly short.
Ha.
Any final remarks?
I wet myself.
Okay then. Well, on that note, we're done, everybody.
Bye, guys.